Hey, this week on Call Chelsea Peretti, we have Blake Anderson, and it's definitely worth a listen for moments such as...
Yeah, it's crazy. You didn't realize how much Sporks had to...
change the game.
Yeah.
What is the relationship between Sweden, Stockholm, and Norway?
That's a great question.
Do you know that a caller called and says he has something called Fantasia's disease where you can't visualize anything?
Fantasia? I have that.
What the actual...
What? You do?
Listen to Call Chelsea Peretti on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ron Burgundy Podcast.
Welcome back to the Ron Burgundy Podcast. I'm Ron Burgundy. With me, as always, is Carolina.
Great to be back with you, Ron.
Thank you. Thank you, Carolina. Yeah, I know. It is great to be back with me. Not just for you personally, Carolina, but I think everyone feels it's great to be back with me. Being without me this long, it had to be tough on everyone, especially right now.
So I see we're starting this season at your standard level of narcissism. But it is always a pleasure, Ron. I don't even care. I'm just so happy to be back.
What's that word? I don't know what that word means.
Always a pleasure?
No, the word you just said, narcissism. What is that, Carolina? If you're somehow implying that I'm a narc, I am not a narc.
It has nothing to do with being a narc. I said narcissism.
It's
a silent C.
Never tip off the police if I knew about some creeps running an illegal chop shop or inform the FBI about a group of interstate crystal meth dealers.
This
never.
Is specific.
Never. In fact, let's not discuss either of those things anymore in detail because my friends are clean.
So no one. No
clean as a whistle.
No one's asking you to discuss your friends or whatever's going on with the interstate meth dealings of them. That's fine.
The point is, I'm not a narc, if that's what you're implying with that fancy word you use.
No, I wasn't implying that of course you're not a narc.
Regardless, I'm insulted at the implication.
I didn't imply that.
Ron Burgundy is no snitch. You feel me? Do you feel me?
I feel you.
I'm not a narc, Carolina. I will... cut you if I need to.
Okay.
I'm straight up loco.
No, you're not loco. You're not straight up loco. You're not going to cut me. The word narcissism has nothing to do with being a narc.
Okay. All right. As long as we are clear, that's all I ask for. Clarity. Right?
Yeah, you...
Transparency, clarity, good. Okay, not a narc. Just so you know, too, I'm not even a tattletale, which some could argue is even worse.
You're not a tattle, I know, and I don't I don't know how we got here already, but if we could get to our topic today, that would be amazing.
Yes.
You told me you had some interesting updates on where we're at with the vaccines. Obviously, a lot of the country has been vaccinated, thankfully. So what's your angle? What have you learned?
Well, I want to go back to, I'm not a tattletale.
I know.
But I loved the game show Tattletales.
We can move to the topic, though, okay. Right?
Yes. Yes, the topic of the vaccine.
Yeah.
I would love to jump to this. I would love to get some real news and stop being accused of sharing information about possible crimes I have witnessed in order to help myself in personal law enforcement situations. So
this is...
Let's just put it to bed once and for all. Ron Burgundy is neither a narc nor a tattletale.
If you're helping yourself in personal...
Even though, once again, I love the game show Tattletales.
You've made that quite clear.
Yes.
If you're helping someone for your personal gain, it actually does sound exactly what a narc is. But you know what? We're going to let that run by. And if you could share with us your experience about the pandemic or
yes.
the vaccine, I think that would be helpful and interesting to our listeners to hear what Ron Burgundy has to say.
Couldn't agree more, Carolina. Folks, I think right now people are looking for straight facts, real information. Things are changing by the day, and one thing I'm very proud of is that I am a trusted source for so many people out there, not as a journalist, but as a human being. People think of me as a comforting, compassionate, welcoming presence in their homes. Even in bad times, I make people feel better. I bring a sense of calm during these difficult times. I'm like a golden retriever puppy wrapped in a bow, or like a little snowman, or like a nice shot of rum right when the kids go to sleep and you're off the wagon again.
Anyway, to our listeners, I know Ron and I sometimes have our differences on the air as
journalists.
Well,
that's only when you're being an idiot, which I say with all due respect. Otherwise, we get along swimmingly.
It doesn't feel with all due respect.
It's with all due respect.
You can't just say with all due respect and I feel respected.
But, I mean, it is with all due respect.
Well, listen, 2020 was a really tough year on all of us, and I'm sure...
Definitely.
Our audience is always glad to hear your voice again in this new season. That I don't think you're wrong about.
That is that's a real unpartisan view right there. People are very happy to hear me right now. I don't know whether it's the timbre of my voice, my measured tone, or my musky personal scent, but I've never felt more loved and appreciated as a broadcaster than right now.
I guess that's important.
In fact, some people have told me they've been listening to this podcast, heard my voice, and all of a sudden, they feel like they can actually smell me in the room. My voice must send out some kind of pheromones.
I need to interrupt. That was from a very strange fan letter we received about a fan being able to smell you in the room. And you know what? We forwarded that to the proper authorities.
Wait, why did you do that?
It was really creepy.
But I was touched by their correspondence. I sent them an expensive gift basket of candied almonds.
Let's get back to talking about the pandemic.
Yes, the pandemic, the changing political landscape.
No, you're saying pandemic, not the pan.
Yes, the pandemic.
Okay.
Carolina, surely you're aware of the pandemic. So many people throughout the world are fighting this pandemic. I've read some recent reports.
Pandemic.
I'm not talking about the COVID pandemic yet. I was speaking on the pandemic. Wait, did you think I was talking about the coronavirus?
Well, yes, that's what we were talking about. The COVID pandemic.
COVID-19 is a pandemic, and I have some optimistic news to share about the pandemic later on the show. First, though, on today's show, I wanted to talk about the dangerous pandemic.
I think everyone is confused right now. So do you have updates on your experience with COVID and the vaccine or not?
I do. Major updates. Huge. Scientific advances. In fact, I have the vaccine.
Ron, that's great. I was worried that you weren't going to take the vaccine. I mean, there's some anti-vaxxers out there.
And guess what? I will be taking it live on today's episode of the podcast.
That is actually great. Let's not waste any more time about Pam or Pan. This is going to set a great example for people who may still be a little nervous to take it.
All right.
You know.
Great. No, I agree. Let's get right to it. But first, some info on the Pam-demic I was speaking about, because you're apparently not even aware it's going on. Honestly, not a surprise, because with all due respect, and mentally, as I say that, I'm underlining the word do before respect. You are a terrible journalist.
You can't underline something in your head and then act like...
Well, I think it serves the same purpose if you announce that, just so you know, before I say this, it's underlined in my head.
Okay, well, I'm italicizing in my head.
That works. That works. Fine. That works for me.
No, thank you. It's not capitalized with all due respect when you call me a terrible journalist.
So all of that is italicized? Or just the opening phrase?
And it's not is italicized too.
Oh.
Listen, I think
I'm so lost right now. It doesn't matter.
Ron, I think I speak for everyone when I say we don't know what a PAM, P-A-M, demic is.
Yes, P-A-M, thank you.
P-A-M, capitalized, nobody knows what that means.
See, this is what I meant when I said we struggle professionally.
No. I know we struggle professionally. I feel it every moment of every hour of every day. Italicized, underlined,
okay, fine.
Capital.
Yes, well.
Okay, quickly tell me what the PAM demic is, and then we'll move on to encouraging people to get vaccinated who are scared.
I don't know if it's your generation. I don't know if it's that TikTok app distracting you, but wow, I find it very hard to believe you don't know about the awful pandemic going on at the same time as COVID-19, which, by the way, I've got vials of the vaccine sitting here, but we'll get to that. Now, the pandemic, on the other hand, that's the news. That's the real news.
Okay, how about this as an option? We talk about the COVID-19 vaccine first.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people, you know, it's amazing scientific breakthrough that we even got this. And I think we just want to encourage it again. And then after we finish, you can talk about your PAM versus PAN, whatever you want.
Here's a second option. We go to commercial break.
Okay.
Make some coin. A little cashish,
right,
or cheddar, as they say, and then come back and talk about both the pandemic and the PAM-demic.
So the opposite of what I'm saying.
Does that sound good?
No.
I am the host of the show. You feel me?
I feel you. I feel you. Stop asking me that. I don't, the whole I feel you thing, did you just learn that?
I learned it yesterday, yes.
Okay. Promise me.
By the way, when I say you feel me,
yeah,
I mentally underlined feel. So you feel me?
And when I say stop asking me that, I did an explanation point.
All right, good.
Okay, well, let's just promise.
People should talk more like this with each other.
It's a little confusing, but I guess we're just trying, as you said, to you know, operate with clarity,
yes,
your favorite thing, supposedly.
Transparency.
Listen, just promise me when we get back, you're going to get right to the vaccine, because I think people really want as much information as they can right now, people who are nervous.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great.
When we come back, we will discuss the PAM-demic.
No.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
the war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in,
it's a podcast, not a radio show.
Well,
no one's just tuning in.
I've finally gotten that concept.
Really? It seems like we always bump up against this.
Maybe they decided to fast forward and start in the middle of the podcast. That's what I'm...
Maybe. Okay.
It's within the realm of possibility.
So you were saying you actually have the COVID vaccine and you're preparing to take it live right here on the podcast.
Yes,
prove
I do.
How safe it is. Now, is it Moderna, Pfizer, the Johnson & Johnson?
Well, it's actually the VIP one. Not a lot of people have heard of this brand.
Okay.
I haven't. It's made in a secret laboratory in the Marshall Islands, which is a U.S. protectorate. It's a very VIP service. And it comes with also VIP bottle service. You have a choice of a bottle of champagne, vodka. You have to pay extra, but it's worth it. But what I'm trying to say is I realize I am very fortunate to have this VIP vaccine. And not everyone has access to it, which is really a shame. It's not fair. But I have it because I'm a celebrity, and I'm going to take it live right here, showing how safe and effective it is.
How safe and effective the secret vaccine from the Marshall Islands is?
The secret vaccine, which is a hybrid of all the other vaccines, so therefore it is symbolic of how safe the vaccination process is as a whole.
I'm not loving this buildup, but let's just get to you taking it and we can discuss.
Before we discuss the pandemic, let's discuss the pandemic. Folks, I don't know how to report this in a way that doesn't sound a little strange, but I assure you, everything I'm about to tell you is very real, underlined very mentally. And you deserve the truth. There are women named Pam all over the world who are disappearing, just vanishing into thin air. It's a scientific mystery. We are experiencing a true pandemic.
I'm going to treat this like it's normal and just say that I don't have any reports of missing Pams.
Well, that doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, you're probably too busy binging reruns of Friends or Sanford and Son in your pajamas to open up a damn newspaper.
I'm not binging episodes of Sanford and Son. And believe me, I have been staying informed every day. I watch the news every morning and it's overwhelming. I'm filled with anxiety.
Right.
But not anxiety over missing Pams or Pamelas. There's no reports of women named Pam going missing.
Wait, but you've seen Sanford and Son, right? Because that's a very good show.
Yes, I've seen Sanford and Son.
Do you want to sing the theme to Sanford and Son with me right now?
You know, I really just like to... Okay, stop. Stop with the period. Please, let's keep it going.
Not until you sing the theme to Sanford and Son with me. Come on. Come on. People are going through hard times. Bring them a little joy. My name is Sanford and I have a son and we run a junkyard.
Okay, you're sitting here.
We don't make a lot of dough, but we have a lot of love.
You're sitting.
Those were the lyrics they left out. I'm played by Red Fox. I'm a very foul-mouthed comedian, but I cleaned it up for the boob tube.
Okay, let's. You're sitting here with the VIP question mark?
Yes.
Coronavirus
No, not
vaccine?
A question mark.
It's news to our listeners that there is a secret non-FDA.
VIP.
Okay.
Yes. FDA didn't have to look at it. Went straight to the marketplace.
I see.
If you can afford it.
I see the syringe.
Look
next
at the vial
to you?
Here. There are flecks of gold bullion in it. Isn't
that
it
doesn't
beautiful?
Seem...
It's beautiful. I hope it's not the liqueur Goldschlager. Well,
and what's the other syringe next to you?
Oh, that's Botox.
Okay.
Well, it's a filler.
All right. So I didn't know you do Botox?
No, it's for you. For that saggy jawline of yours. Happy birthday.
I'm not vain, but I don't have, I have
now,
actually.
This syringe over here in this drawer is the vaccine, and I will be taking it live on the air in just a few moments. I should note, this is a special celebrity edition of the vaccine.
We get it. We can't take it.
And you have to be a celebrity to get it. Yeah.
Okay. I'm a little worried about you taking something that's not FDA approved. And I just want to really highlight, underline, italicize for our listeners that Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, these have all been approved to take.
Yeah.
You won't get serious side effects. But this untitled VIP, you know, Marshall Islands. I'm so sorry. I don't understand that you have to be a celebrity.
Well, it's not enough to be rich. They only give this vaccine out to celebrities.
Okay.
Me, a couple of YouTubers like Addison Rae,
okay.
The guy who sang Chocolate Rain. We are very lucky to be celebrities and have early access to this vaccine.
And do you have any idea when it will be FDA approved or when the rest of the world will be getting the option of taking the VIP vaccine? You told me it's actually 100% effective.
100% efficacy is the word.
It doesn't sound scientifically possible.
They think it might be 101% effective.
And the FDA doesn't know about it.
They do not. And let's keep it like that for a sec. As for when non-celebrities will get access to the vaccine, I forgot to ask. Yeah, that one's on me. Oops. Anyway, before I take this vaccine, let's get back to the mysterious disappearance of women named Pam happening all over the world.
Fine. I give up. Tell us about the Pamdemic. I want to know now. What Pamdemic? What is that?
It's very serious, Carolina, and it's a good thing you're not named Pam.
Right.
Even though I've always thought Carolina was a horrible name, you're lucky you're not named Pam.
That I was named after my great-grandmother, and she was a wartime nurse, actually.
Well,
so,
as sexy as that sounds, yeah. Let's stay focused on the Pamdemic.
Ron, you might have just... This is just a hypothesis I have, but did you happen to mispronounce the word pandemic at the top of the show? And now you're just trying to cover with some made up story you've invented about women named Pam disappearing. And if that's the case, you know, let's move on. It's okay. You made a mistake and you don't need to have this insane cover story.
No, absolutely not, Carolina. Okay. Absolutely not. I assure you
that's not the case.
The Pamdemic is real and it's touched my life personally. I admit, I didn't take it seriously enough at first. It started with my neighbor, Pam. Her mail started to pile up outside of her house, and other neighbors were concerned. She hadn't been seen for a while. And Pam was usually out in her dumb garden every day with a portable radio listening to music loud. I mean, I like Katrina and the Waves, but every day out in the garden blasting that Walking on Sunshine song at 7:30 a.m., I mean, I guess it was her routine.
I mean, the details make this sound legitimate, but I still feel like this might be made up. I'm sorry.
Well, this is a very complex story, and I want to cover all the details, Caroline. It's called journalism. Please, look it up.
Fine, I'm sorry.
No. That's not good enough. Take out your phone right now and look up the word journalism. I'll wait. I think you'll learn quite a bit.
Fine.
Take it out.
Fine.
Go ahead. We can take as long as it takes. iHeart has said I have unlimited time. I could do a 10-hour podcast if I wanted to. So go ahead, look it up.
Journalism. The activity or profession of writing for newspapers, magazines, or news websites, or preparing news to be broadcast. I don't think I needed that. I
didn't. Good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, let a real journalist do their job. So, with this whole Pamdemic thing, I initially looked the other way when Pam disappeared because, like I said, she was annoying.
The loud music.
More annoying than you, Carolina. I know, I'm being serious. In fact, she was a real... Hold on, let me find the politically correct term for this.
Yeah, we can stand by while you do. Take your time with that.
Is it cool to call a woman a harpy in 2021, or is that a no-go?
Harpy? For the sake of moving this along, call a woman a harpy. I don't think anyone
wonderful.
Will be offended.
Wonderful. So this harpy C word disappears, okay? And I don't think much of it. Maybe she moved and opened a candy store in Portland. And maybe she was killed by the Yakuza. Not my problem. I'm just happy to have a little break from that damn Walking on Sunshine song, which again, great song, but small doses, you know?
Right.
However, other Pams start to disappear. Famous Pams, Pam Dauber, Pam Grier, they were vanishing into thin air. I was following the story. When I found out Pam Anderson had vaporized, that's when I said, enough is enough.
So you're claiming that random women named Pam are vaporizing into thin air?
Carolina, scientists are baffled.
And that's why it's called a Pamdemic.
I mean, when you get an opportunity for wordplay, no matter how dire the circumstances, you have to take it.
All right. I'm going to be direct.
Okay.
You were the one who said you liked clarity. You were the one that said you liked transparency, right?
100%.
Okay.
Opaque is my enemy.
Oh, okay.
And not because that's the name of the stripper who stole my wallet.
Opaque. That's a damn... Okay.
Ah, she was beautiful.
So I'm going to ask you a question for the second time italicized. Did you accidentally mispronounce the word pandemic at the start of the show and then create this elaborate and frankly unbelievable lie so that you wouldn't sound stupid? That's just, I'm being transparent.
No, I did not. That's a total falsehood.
And this has nothing to do with the fact that you have the VIP, quote unquote, coronavirus vaccine right in front of you.
Yes, I'm looking at it right now.
Which I can see you have.
Yep.
And I know that you don't love shots.
Uh-huh.
And I know that sometimes you put them off.
Well.
You got the polio vaccine last year.
Right.
And I just want to know if you're trying to put it off with this long diagnosis for a pandemic. Ron.
I really don't like shots, Carolina. They hurt.
Yeah, I mean...
It's a needle going into your arm. It gives me a big ouchie.
You're a grown man, Ron. You don't need to say ouchie.
But I don't like ouchies.
There's no such thing as a pandemic, is there, Ron?
No.
Just be clear.
No.
You're afraid to take the vaccine.
I'm not afraid of the vaccine. This is a great, special celebrity-only vaccine. They've only made 100 of these, and they gave them to big stars like me, Ice-T, and Kelly Giddish. In fact, the whole cast of Law & Order Special Victims Unit got this vaccine.
I think it's amazing that so many famous people were willing to forgo Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, again, FDA-approved vaccines, and go for this mysterious one from the Marshall Islands.
Well, I have no fears about the vaccine safety. Do you think Big Pharma is going to take a chance on Mariska Hargitay's life? I doubt it.
I guess not.
SVU is too important of a television franchise. I was lucky to get this vaccine, and to get it, I had to pull some major strings. Shout out to Addison Rae.
Okay, you need to knock it off. This is a chance for you to really step up as a journalist, and it will show people there's hope on the way. It will protect you against getting the virus. All you need to do is give yourself a little shot. And I'm just saying, maybe it shouldn't be this one. Maybe let's go to CVS and get you Moderna.
I'm so scared of needles, Carolina. I'm sorry I'm not as tough as Ice-T.
Here's what we're going to do. Okay? We're going to take a little break. You are going to take a deep breath. And when we come back, I think you have a journalistic responsibility to say, no, I'm not going to take this VIP vaccine. I'm going to go make a legitimate appointment with a doctor. And, you know, this vaccine isn't real, and that's why no one's heard about it.
Again, I cannot stress this vaccine is only for celebrities.
All right.
Normal people won't be getting this for at least a year. You guys will have to go with Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. Or anyway, I promise you I'll take it tomorrow.
Listen, don't take the VIP vaccine, and we'll just come back after these words from our sponsors.
Hold on. Don't you ever throw to commercial. I throw to commercial. This is the Ron Burgundy podcast. All three words mentally underlined. Throwing to commercial is the responsibility of the show host. Not the, and I hate to use this word, not the harpy who co-hosts.
Fine, throw to commercial. And then you're going to be the brave man we all know you are when you get back.
Ugh.
You're going to be transparent.
Fine.
And you're going to go get Pfizer or Moderna.
Fine. When we come back, I, Ron Burgundy, will take the special celebrity coronavirus vaccine like a big boy with no ouchies.
Well, I can't promise no ouchies when it's not FDA approved.
Look, this vaccine is not safe for normal people. It's only safe for celebrities. Celebrities have stronger immune systems. And so you the normal people just won't be getting it for at least a year till you build up, you know, the proper platelets. Till you have the proper platelet distribution, you're going to have to go with, you know, the run-of-the-mill Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson.
They're medical miracles. Yeah. Okay. We'll have to figure this out when we come back after these words from our sponsors. Be right back.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Ron Burgundy. I'd like to apologize for my behavior during this episode. I am sorry for making up a ridiculous story about women named Pam disappearing.
Yeah, that took us off track for quite a bit, actually.
I know. I just want to apologize for insinuating there was a Pam-demic. There is, in fact, no such thing. I would especially like to apologize to Pam Dauber, who you may know as Mindy from Mork and Mindy, but I know just as my good friend, Pam.
Okay, this is progress, actually. Now, how about you give yourself, against all of my advice, that celebrity shot? And maybe it is safe. Maybe I'm being overbearing and
right.
Soon this, you know,
very
VIP
soon.
Vaccine, yeah. Once normal people build up to celebrity immunity.
Once they get their platelets up in line with what we have. And again, I cannot stress this enough. This is a special VIP edition of the vaccine. So unless you're a big celeb like Juice Newton or one of the Kia hamsters, you will not have access to this.
So if this mysterious new vaccine does work, which I have my doubts about, I would still love our listeners to get Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson. I can't say it enough instead. But yes, if it's 100% efficacy, the Marshall Islands vaccine, then we do hope that everyone who needs it can get it soon.
Yes. Immediately after, all celebrities get it first.
There's thousands of celebrities, maybe hundreds of thousands if you're
yes.
counting globally.
Yes.
So, okay.
Okay. Carolina, I'm going to administer the vaccine to myself.
Ron! Oh my God, Ron, let me stop you right there. I think just put it in your arm, like your bicep. There's no need to take off your slacks.
If it's all same to you, I'd prefer to do it this way. I'm not being creepy. This is medical.
You've said that before. Wait, so I'm sorry. Most people have a nurse administer this to them. And it goes up your butt, but you have
Carolina,
to do it yourself?
It's part of the VIP experience. In the comfort of your own home, administering the vaccine to yourself in your butt cheek. And remember, it also comes with VIP bottle service. Your choice of a premium to medium level of vodka or any spirit.
I'm just going to turn my head. Let me know when you're done.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Okay. I'm okay.
This was not my vaccine experience, by the way. I got Moderna at CVS. It was very quick and easy. This actually seems like a harder way.
Okay. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to count to three and just administer the vaccine.
Great.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You missed three.
So
what happened?
1, 2, 4.
No.
5. Okay.
You skipped over three again.
Just do it, right?
Yes.
Just do it and just... Okay, here we go. I'm giving myself the shot in my right butt cheek.
Great.
Ow. Ouchie.
The ouchies come.
Ouchie, yeah. Oh, this hurts my butt so bad.
Is it still going on?
Oh, I want my blankie. Give me my blankie. My butt hurts. Oh, okay. It's done. I'm sitting down. Ow!
Pull your
right
pants back up.
Butt cheek. Oh, okay.
Well,
let me get my pants back up there.
You were very brave.
Thank you.
You did regress to a childhood state for a second there. But I'm proud of you. How do you feel?
Well, as you know, with any vaccine, you're going to experience some symptoms of the virus. But I got to be honest, now that the shot has gone into my butt, I think I'm okay.
Terrific. Good. This is really wonderful news. I hope it's brought our audience a little hope. And you and I worked together on this, Ron. We were, you know, co-workers.
No, we didn't. You didn't just take a sharp needle to your butt. You're not even famous enough to do it if you wanted.
My point is, if everyone works together and looks out for one another, we will get through this. I think that can be our message today.
I suppose you're right. That's a nice sentiment, Carolina. You know, for a woman with a... I say this with all due respect. A medium level of attraction.
Okay.
You can be kind of sweet.
I don't think it's with all due respect. I almost would rather you call me ugly.
Medium level of attraction.
Are you noticing any side effects?
Honestly, no. I feel totally the same.
Why are you talking that high?
Like what? I'm using my natural, normal, perfect broadcasting voice.
You've gotten very high-pitched. It sounds like helium voice.
I don't know what you're talking about. I sound totally normal.
Can you not hear yourself? Do you sound normal to yourself?
Hold on. You sound
strange to me.
Hold on. Let me just do some vocal exercises. The respected rascal reads risque magazines. Chaka Khan has a chipped tooth. The symphony last night gave me syphilis. Hold on. My voice does sound very odd.
I think this is why you want the FDA-approved vaccines. I think this is a side effect of
the celebrity vaccine. I knew I should have never taken this thing. I sound like a weird, sick Muppet. Is this going to wear off?
I don't know.
My broadcasting career is ruined. I want my normal voice back, Carolina.
I think we should call the doctor. I think we need to call someone and just let them know what's going on. I don't know what to do.
I can't call my doctor. I bought this vaccine off the dark web.
You bought this vaccine off the dark web?
I was lying about this being a celebrity vaccine. I bought it off the dark web, and no, I will not give you any information about it because I am not a narc.
I don't believe you just injected yourself with a random medication you bought off the internet. It's not being a narc.
Not the internet, the dark web.
Okay.
The secret internet that's illegal where you can buy drugs or a gun through Bitcoin. Oh, my voice is stuck like this.
You need to seek a medical attention. We need to seek medical attention. I need to just go.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
This is terrible. My beautiful voice. My livelihood. Who will ever take me seriously as a journalist with this voice?
It seems like it's wearing off just a little bit.
It is? Hello? Hello?
Almost there.
This is Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
I am trustworthy
and
important. Oh. Hello, this is Ron Burgundy.
There you go.
I am trustworthy and important.
That sounds like you.
Hello, this is Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Ron Burgundy.
He's back, okay.
The piano tuner told preposterous lies to Piper Parabo. Oh.
There you go.
Thank God. My voice went back to normal. That, That was scary. It must have been a temporary side effect of the medication.
Still, I don't love that you bought it off the dark web, and we should probably just see a doctor who knows whatever was in that syringe, just to be safe. Maybe we can test it.
Oh, that's really smart, Carolina. What a great message to send out. I'm sorry. I'm not going to allow you to push that anti-vaxxer nonsense on this program.
I am not an anti-vaxxer. I'm pro-vaccinations. You just injected yourself with medication bought from the dark web with Bitcoin. I've been saying multiple times, take Pfizer, take Moderna. We offered to drive you to CVS and get Johnson & Johnson like everyone else.
Well, I think the worst of it is over. I feel fine. I'll take it easy today and see my doctor if I think it's necessary. Wow. I think we have learned a lot on today's show.
About what? You lied 50% of the time.
Hold that thought. I think I am going to see a doctor.
Did something happen? I mean, yes, I think that's a really good idea.
Yes, I mean, my voice seems to have modulated back to its normal tenor, but I think there's another issue going on.
Is your breathing okay? Are you feeling chest pressure, trouble breathing or anything?
No. Okay. None of that. It's just...
What is it? Just tell me what is it.
It's the damnedest thing, but I don't know quite how to say this, but...
Just say it. What's going on?
Just reached around inside my pants. Okay. My genitals are missing.
What?
It's smooth down there. It's like a Ken doll. This is a real problem. So I'm going to say this has been the Ron Burgundy Podcast for this week, and we will see you again next time, hopefully with my genitals back where they should be. Also, I'd like to leave you with a final thought. If you're thinking about buying a vaccine from the dark web, don't do it.
Okay, I'm calling an ambulance and the FDA.
Again, sincere apologies to my dear, dear friend, Pam Dauber. Yeah, call them right now.
You gotta go.
Hey, this week on Call Chelsea Peretti, we have Blake Anderson, and it's definitely worth a listen for moments such as...
Yeah, it's crazy. You didn't realize how much Sporks had to...
change the game.
Yeah.
What is the relationship between Sweden, Stockholm, and Norway?
That's a great question.
Do you know that a caller called and says he has something called Fantasia's disease where you can't visualize anything?
Fantasia? I have that.
What the actual...
What? You do?
Listen to Call Chelsea Peretti on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.